And that, of course, impacts how China will be buying its demand for corn and soybeans, because they used to buy most from the U.S., then they started to split their purchases after the trade tensions. But now it's going to be, in some ways, supply constrained, and we'll just have to see how the crops show up. But I can tell you, at these prices, North American farmers are going to plant land they didn't even know could produce. You have very, very good conditions, if you will, for planting a lot of acres this spring in the U.S. Corn Belt. So a lot of different influences on ag prices, from China to weather to how we plant the crops.